WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. Well, that's nice. We've made it a whole day. Woo. I'm all choked up. But I still haven't had coffee other than the coffee I had before I left my house. So that's cool. We'll be having that coffee soon. We'll crack open a nice can of coffee. And we got to get Sinatra's The Coffee Song for that when it's time for the coffee. Glenn, looking good. Go, man. My girlfriend saw you on the Today Show. She said you were really flirting with Katie a couple of times. Now, I don't understand that, man, because I thought I was just trying to be funny and trying to, like, seize the moment and you know, and be comfortable on camera, which I, you know. I wasn't flirting with Katie. I don't understand. But everyone says that, so I guess I was. I don't know. I mean, I like her. I thought she was cool, like, a few years ago when I did watch the show, but that was, you know. Wasn't like I wanted to ask her out or anything, so I don't get it. But that's cool, actually. It's really cool that I was flirting with Katie and I didn't even know it. It just goes to show you. Just can't hold a good man down, even when he doesn't know he's flirting with Katie. He's flirting with her. So, Brian goes on to say, go for it, man. She's yours. I don't know about that. I never played her a request. I told her I was, well, it wasn't a request. I was babbling when they were trying to cut me off. They were trying to cut Jonesy off. And I know, like, I work at a TV place. And the thing is, when you go to a live shot, bang, you hit the button, the guy's live, you ask him the questions, and then when you say thank you, and he gives his final, like, okay, thank you, Katie, you know, you hit the button, bang, he's muted. He can't talk no more because it's, you know, professional. That's what they do. So I figured I had full reign to talk as long as I wanted to until they cut me off. So I kept saying things, and she kept answering, so. But that's kind of funny. I can't wait to see that. I'd like to see that when I'm all banged up. Perhaps sometime here over the weekend, I'll be able to catch it if we get a video player or something. I'm really going to need to see Rocky tonight, man. It was a tough overnight. I got to rent Rocky. We need a VCR in here. Brian goes on to say, no chance you have Bubble Puppies, Hot Smoke, and Safras there. Hey, man, you know Jonesy. He doesn't even know what that is. Or how about any Blue Cheer? That I know what it is. I'm there on the video stream also. Good luck, Brian. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Gone a whole day, you know. Everyone's applauding. Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, I want to thank you for putting your health and safety on the line for radio. I'll be sending positive energy your way all weekend. Good luck, buddy.
From Jolie in Bloomfield. Thank you. Hey, my brother turned me on to your Sunday show a couple of years ago, and I've been a fan ever since. Thank God you're doing this now. The thought of spending the entire weekend stuck in my house with my three teenage boys due to the rainy weather makes my skin crawl. People who have families, it's amazing, man. I don't understand because I live alone. But guys who have kids and wives, you say something like, you know, let's go out. I want to go someplace together on a Friday night. Man, they're all excited. It's like little kids getting out of the house. Getting away from the family. So why do they get families? I don't get it. I'm sure he loves his children. But it makes his skin crawl, the thought of spending the weekend with them in the house. You will be my ray of sunshine. Keep up the good work. You deserve this title. Good luck. Deb Z and my brother, Earthflack. Okay, let's see how much you like me after I said that. I hope you beat the world record. The one cool thing about being Jonesy is when people say, like, really nice things and you're reading stuff like that, you can go off about how you're going to screw their wife or something. And they don't seem to mind. People, like, you know, they know what I do. And I guess they see the real me. And they're amused that I'm trying to be funny with their little note. I hope you beat the record. Remember, drink lots of caffeine. See, this is opposite of what everyone else is telling me. Can you play around the world?
I can play around. I'll tell you, I can do around the world, but that costs extra.
By ATC. I would like it if you would. I'm only 12. Oh, my God. I just told the kid about around the world. Remember, drink a lot of caffeine, like coffee, Mountain Dew, Sir Jolt, and D. Good luck. Katie.
Oh, your name's Katie, too. Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. I got a thing for girls named Katie. I hope your papa told you to stay away from guys on the internet like me.
Jones, thanks for bringing me the best Friday night I've had in months. Mexican takeout food, Jones on the radio, and the Indians beating the Yankees on TV. Ah, life is good. I'm heading south for the week, for a week of fun in the sun tomorrow morning. So unfortunately, I won't be able to show my support at the rally tomorrow at noon. I'll be tuning you in via the net as soon as I arrive in Florida, at which time I will introduce my family to the magic of Jones on the airwaves. And he wants some Roger Miller. I love Roger Miller. Brian in New York City. Thanks. Hey, here's one from Gary Alcoholic. Cool. Jones, I have begun drinking. This is from 8:52 a.m. That's the time stamp on this. And who knows, it could be like, you know, with him, it could be Greenwich time or something. Jones, I have been drinking and will not stop until you go off on Monday. I figured out how I will know you are having trouble. You will cry on the air. Oh, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that. No, the chicks are going to love me after I cry on the air. You laugh. Watch this. When I'm bawling, and then I finish the record, and everyone, oh, Glenn, when you cried. I must say, I've stopped listening to the radio in general, but this past day I've not turned it off. You are the king, and speaking of the general, I know he's watching your apartment in hopes that you will die, and he will just pay the rent as usual. I will see you on Sunday at the Jones Pep Pill rally. Cool, we're gonna have a pep pill rally. More later. Gary Alcoholic. Thanks, Gary. You made me laugh. Good luck. We hope you make it. So do something that will keep you up or play your favorite song. Good luck again. Jeez, what my favorite song? That's a hard one. That's from Diana Romeo, Peter Romeo's daughter. And Peter and I went to the track together. Keep going. One day down, three to go. You know you can do it. Yeah, I know. Paul from Pompton Lakes. I do know, man. But there are times when it just seems so long, so far away, and we seem so weak. But that's the part of building the drama, right? Jonesy, last night my wife was making fun of you.
Oh, yeah. I'll show her how to make fun of you. She'll really make fun of me when I show her this.
But I said, wait and listen. This morning she is hooked, saying this is the way radio used to be in Britain. Well, that's why she's making fun of me. She doesn't want me to bring the title back to America. She's Scottish. She's so turned on by you, we made love to Bowie's Young Americans this morning. Hey, it's 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Thanks, and keep on rocking. In the words of Twister David, you're going to make it. Twister David, oh, wow, first hallucination. Well, third hallucination. In the words of Twisted Sister, you're going to make it. Dan and Harrison. 07029. I knew that I was going to miss the public radio in Austin when I moved to New York City from Austin, but your show put my mind at ease one Sunday afternoon. You quickly became one of the top five DJs in my book. When you break the record and set the bar for the next DJ, you will be surpass the likes of Gibby Hayes, it says. And Phil Schaft. Oh, Phil Schaft, man. I'll eat him for breakfast. Phil Schaft to become number one in my book and in the world. Go, Jones, go. Eat Phil Schaft for breakfast, man. I used to work with that guy at Polygram Records. It's a dullard. My wife Maggie and I are listening to you this morning and peeked in on you courtesy of the webcam. Looking sharp. Thanks for the Bruce. If you have a chance, how about doing some Marshall Crenshaw? If you can't, that's all right. Just keep on going. We believe in you. Sorry about the way he spelled you, which is Y-A. And the hits just keep on coming. Here we have what looks to be an extended playlist. All Jonesy all the time. You'll be needing your own frequency. Better ask Ken if that can be arranged. Hey, Ken! Can I have one of the frequencies? I might be able to arrange it. It won't be like the best frequency, but we can start small. Then we can trade it off. Brother Stare on Shortwave does it. He's on 24/7. One man. He's a preacher. You have not faltered or missed a beat in 24 hours. You are beyond unbelievable. We love you. Some ammo if you need. You're playing one as one of these as I write this. I don't believe it. Keep on keeping on. Harry Verducci. Thank you, Harry. Shortwave Harry, as we call him. I would like to thank the listeners who gave up this hour for me to be here today. I'm filling in for the listener hour at this point. And all the DJs I forgot to mention when I slipped into my coma last night who have stepped aside to allow me to do this. And now, a song. But what song should it be? Shouldn't be just any song, right? No, that wouldn't be right. How about Blues Image Ride, Captain Ride? I've always liked that one. Soft spot in my heart. I like the hi-hat in it. Nice cymbal crashes. Jonesy. Keep on keeping on. When I saw the Joey Ramone tribute couple of weeks ago, the Joey Ramone Memorial. The Damned played, and Captain Sensible said the most punk thing of the night when he made some comment or another about how it showed that there were no gods, and why couldn't it have been Phil Collins? Which I kind of thought was, like, you know, kind of a mean thing to say, but it was, given the event, it was the most punk thing of the night to say, and Captain Sensible is very cool. So I'll go with that, except I like Phil Collins. Can't help it. Here's Phil Collins, and I don't care anymore. Thus building the drama. Why is he playing? Why is he playing this? Do you hear what he's playing right now? What does he mean he doesn't care anymore? Is he ready to give it up, toss it in? Is he going to toss in the towel? It's Arnold Skolin's on the fire escape, and he's going to throw in the white towel. He got the camel clutch on me. Phil Collins, I don't care anymore.
Speak my mind.
Yeah, Jonesy can't help himself, man. As a lover of pop, and just love the drums in that song. And beyond that, I love his vocals. They get desperate, man. And I like that. They get semi-harsh and desperate. And there's nothing like a desperate man. And that's not like the reason that you're all behind me, is it? And you're all behind me. That's great, man. Unless they're shielding me on those mean emails. Who knows? And if they are shielding me on the emails, I'm sure they're doing the right thing. Although it would be kind of funny to receive one of those, you suck, you'll never make it, kind of things. My boyfriend, my boyfriend, by the Cucumbers, remember that one? My boyfriend and I are listening in support of your efforts on this dreary Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, I could have better weather for this, but man. I especially appreciate the Leon Russell selection just before 9 a.m., as it reminds me of my father singing it to me when I was younger. Was that just a Pete Fornatale impression? Brilliant. Congrats on 24 hours. We're rooting for you, Nicole. Actually, that was like a hybrid. You know, I think that sounds more like, brain lesion again. What's his name? Scott Muni. But I think it's just more like a hybrid of all of those guys. I'm not sure. I didn't think Pete Fornatale sounded like that, though. I wasn't thinking of him. But I do steal everything I do. You must know that. And there is a reason for everything I do. Is the video stream not working this morning? It worked fine last night. No, it's up and running. I can see it myself if I peek around the console. Glenn, my man, I slept great last night knowing that you will soon break the world record for continuous broadcasting on the radio. In fact, I only woke up once last night. That was when the kid next door was playing basketball at 1:30 a.m., but it was only for 10 minutes. The kid needed to blow off some steam. Cut him a break. We were all kids once. Yes, you really should play The Bubble Puppy. They made number one on the top 40 stations around here in 1969. Interesting. They were on the same label as the 13th Floor Elevators, Hot Smoke, and Sassafras. Has great stereo left-right crisscrossing effects. Remember that in the old days when they had to show you it was stereo? You know, we're going to move this from here and then there just to show you. Now it seems like everything's just essentially down the middle. Might as well be. You are a believer, my friend, and that makes me a believer, too. You got guts to do it. Or actually, it says you gots to do it. Well, it took guts to try it. That's cool. Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
You sounded great. It takes a lot more than Phil Collins to take you out. Hang in there. Jonesy, congrats on 24 hours. You sound good. Last Sunday, you said the songs could only be a certain length. There's no chance of some Iron Butterfly. You know what I mean? No, there's no chance. Can't do that. If I had a body double or something. But I don't. How could you have a double for this body? Here is Cult Heroes, I Dig You. Where the hell else are you going to hear this on a Saturday morning at 9:25? We'll be right back.
hated each other. That's proving. Oh yeah.
This is Hot Smoke and Sassafras by The Bubble Puppy. Jonesy, Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it, which is 9:31 Eastern Standard here. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. We are coming up on one of my scheduled breaks. I'm allowed to leave for 15 minutes. I got to go wee-wee real bad. So I'm going to run out of the room funny. Everybody can watch me limp out of the room. And Brian Turner is going to fill the next 15 minutes. And I will be back within 15 minutes from the time I leave. So you know what's going on. It's I'm not walking out here. I'm taking my regularly scheduled break. Go Glenn, go. Yeah, give me an email to read. Can't think with my legs crossed. Hey, buddy, my kids told me to send you a joke to keep you going. They are amazed by this. They woke up me in the morning and the computer went right on. Could you throw out a shout to Jesse and Elisa? Hey, Jesse and Elisa. I'm glad you're amused by trying to get in the world record. Someday you too will be in the world record. Stay well, Manny from Kearney. Thank you, Manny, for your support. Jonesy,
10 seconds.
Good luck from Steven. And I'm going to save the rest of these emails until I come back. Okay. So I will now start Brian's cut, and I will run off and be back in 15 minutes. This here is Lynn Collins, Wheel of Life.
Star.
Thank you.
I've been crying over time. 7 points.
Big Star, September Girls, WFMU. Before that, Lynn Collins, Wheel of Life from the JB's Funky Divas collection. 24th hour of the Glenn Jones Marathon, and the man in question taking a much-deserved 15-minute break. He'll be back shortly to continue his quest for the gold. But we want to remind everybody you're listening to WFMU. We're taking over and preempting regularly scheduled programming today. No listener hour, no greasy kid stuff at 10 o'clock. In fact, nothing till hopefully Tuesday afternoon when Glenn Jones continues for the Guinness record of nonstop on-air DJ shift. And he is taking a chunk out of day one so far. Stay tuned, more ahead. And just to remind everybody, tomorrow you can come out, rain or shine, and support Mr. Jones as we're going to be having a rally in our back parking lot. Just go down to York Street right next to the post office. We're the next door down in downtown Jersey City. So come on down, everybody, and show Glenn the love. Keep him going. Pretty amazing radio so far. Stay tuned. He'll be back soon. My name's Brian. Just taking over while Glenn takes a breather. And up next, the Seeds. Glenn Jones Marathon continues. Glenn, on a break, send them your love and email at jones@wfmu.org. And the Seeds, Can't Seem to Make You Mine. These are the Flamin' Groovies. We'll be right back.
Jonesy. This is Jonesy, and I'm back from break and interrupting all signals. And this is James Brown's You Got the Power. You've got the power.
I'm leaving you, darling, and I won't be back. I'll find something better somewhere down the track.
Oh, oh, I need you, darling. You got the power of love. You got the power in your hand. You got the power to make me understand. Oh, I want you to try me. You got the power to love.
Jonesy. Yeah, I've got something. Thank you. Jonesy back from the break before that song, as all my witnesses will attest to, and was actually heard on the air. But what I did on my summer vacation, or what I did on my break, which I like to tell everyone after, now's a good time to click on to the video stream, because I washed my hair in the sink in an impromptu manner while changing and washing. We got a number one in, and we got to change and do what you call your cat wash, and my hair is still sticking up in the air until further notice. So you might want to click on and have a laugh at Jonesy's expense, because God knows I'm not above that. Ah, oh, boy, I feel better. Boy, I feel like a new man, huh? This morning I had a Taylor Ham and a half. I almost had an actual shower like a human being. And I know it's absurd to compare myself to hostages that were taken, but man, I wonder what they felt like. I guess a lot different than me, because they had barrels of guns staring down them, and I have the option of walking out at any time. But it is like, it is that kind of mentality here. I was not quite prepared for this. Anyway, what else do we have? We're going to play our next song. Dan Ingram should be calling in the next couple of hours. Chuck Webner at noon. And we move on towards the next marker. Okay, so I'll settle down and I'll start to broadcast again now that I've gotten that out of my system. And now we will play Coolio's See You When You Get There.
Thank you. Now I see places and faces and things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peeped, then you must be drinking and smoking. Pretending that you're loking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Jimmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her person off the pipe. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money. And when the other homies heard about it, they thought that it was funny. But who's the dummy? Cause now you done lost the hustler. A down ass brother done been replaced by a bustler. And though I got love for you, I know I can't trust you. Cause my crew is rolling hummers and your crew is rolling dusters. And just because of that you act like you don't like a brother no more. I guess that's just the way it goes. I ain't trying to preach. I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I see you when you get there. Temptation and faith, I guess we living for the day. I seen a man get swept off his feet by a boy with a situation so twisted, everybody getting lifted. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and handle my business. Yeah, it's way too serious, so you gotta pay close attention so you don't get caught slipping when they come to do all the getting. Life is a big game, so you gotta play it with a big heart. Some of us gotta run a little faster, cause we gotta lay the start. But I'll be a fool to surrender when I know I can be a contender. If everybody's a sinner, then everybody can be a winner. No matter your rag color, deep down we all brothers. And regardless of the time, somebody up there still love us. I'm a scuffle and struggle with you, I'm breathless and weak. I done strive my whole life to make it to the mountain peak. Always keep reaching, sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get there, waiting with the sounds bumping.
I'll see you.
Jonesy, that's See You When You Get There. And here from the Neville Brothers is Dancin' Jones.
You know my baby, said to say, got a Dancin' Jones. Every time she hears a song, she just gotta shake. No one can stop her when she gets it on. Cause people, when she gets it on, don't you know the girl is gone. She got a Dancin' Jones. She got a
Glenn Jones, still tidying up from my bathroom trip, combing my hair, sticking the deodorant bar under my shirt while my back is turned so people don't have to be exposed to me, and that sort of thing. We have we're going to play a few Fleshtones songs back to back here. Don't forget the big victory party. Tomorrow's the rally, 12 noon to 4, rain or shine, in the parking lot here in Jersey City at the radio station, which is located on Montgomery Street. The radio station is located on Montgomery Street. If you walk around to the back, you'll see the parking lot. Just York Street? York Street. Next to the big post office, so you can't really miss it. And there's going to be a rally in the parking lot for folks to come out and just hang out together and more or less show your support for this endeavor and meet all of my friends. And I'll be up here in the studio. But you'll be listening to me. I'm sure there'll be some radios down there. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be sound down there. And it will be pleasant. There'll be a keg there that probably won't last very long, knowing my friends. And you should all come out to the rally tomorrow. After this mission is accomplished and we go back to normal scheduling here, I will, X-Ray and I are going to have a victory party, so to speak, at the Loop Lounge on June 10th in Passaic Park, New Jersey, and it's during the regular scheduled slot, my regular slot, Sundays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. It'll be a live broadcast with the Fleshtones and the Swingin' Neckbreakers, and they played on the show, I think, in November. We did the same thing, and they tore down the house, and it was absolutely a spectacular party, and you couldn't ask for two better bands to be on a bill, and the interaction between us, it was awesome. It was really cool. And we will have them back on June 10th. So that's something you should keep in mind. And now we're going to play a few Fleshtones songs back to back, except for the fact, of course, that I'm going to step on microphone and tell you what they were so as to be compliant. You know how much I like to comply with the rules. This is a whole new Jonesy we're talking about. Here is the Fleshtones. Let's go.
The hell with radiation. Let's go. Yeah.
Here is the Fleshtones with Let It Rip.
Problems, make them work for you. Let it rip.
Jonesy, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. And we have another Fleshtone song. Thanks to the Greasy Kids and their leaders for allowing us to broadcast during this particular time slot. I appreciate that, as I do all of my fellow staff members who have stepped aside and allowed this event to go on. And without their approval, it would have never happened. And I'd like to thank them all. And I especially thank the hosts of Greasy Kids Stuff and the Greasy Kids themselves, who shouldn't be listening. Because you don't want to... Mama, don't let your children grow up to be cowboys. And Jonesy's a cowboy, if there ever was one, I think. Well, not really. There are real cowboys, man. Cowboys are coming here, punch my teeth out, the show will be over. One swift kick. So Jonesy's not a real cowboy, but you don't want your kid growing up to be like Jonesy, so you should have them not tune in to Jonesy. Don't let this happen to them. You don't want them to try to break the records. Not yet, anyway. Here are the Fleshtones with Beautiful Light.